the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. There was a shock at the London Transit Commission earlier this week when three LTC members resigned from the board, and then city politicians quickly voted to dissolve the board entirely. Now the city plans to take over the LTC until November 2026. Well, today I'm talking with London Free Press City Hall reporter Jack Moulton about what led to this decision. Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
We love having you on here. Yeah, of course. So take us through what happened with these resignations. Three people resigned from the London Transit Commission at the same time. That's unusual. Why did that happen?
Yeah, unusual is a bit of an understatement. It was a big dump on Monday when the added agenda for the Strategic Priorities and Policy Committee came out. That's a committee consisting of all 15 members of council. On that, here comes three resignations from a seven-member body. And it's my understanding, based on conversations I've had, that they sort of occurred, you know, in tandem over the weekend, you know, one after the other. But there is a commonality between all three of them. You know, all three of them mention that there has been a tough relationship with City Hall in various different ways and diplomatic ways of saying that, I should say. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, making comment about the governance of the London Transit Commission itself. For instance, in Commissioner David Little's resignation letter, he says it has become increasingly apparent that LTC is not well positioned to move forward on the significant change necessary to meet rider expectations in a growing city. This is further impacting LTC leadership credibility and exacerbates the ability to procure needed resources. I recommend a thorough evaluation of existing commissioner structure. And, you know, similar comments questioning the governance structure of the commission from the other commissioners. One of them's David Little, Jacqueline Madden, who is sort of the accessibility voice on the commission, or was, and one of two council appointees, Councillor David Ferreira, the downtown councillor.
And he resigned as well, which is unusual, too. So, okay. A year ago, City Council actually ordered an audit, a governance audit of the LTC. Why was that? What brought that on?
Yeah, so that was basically brought on by City Council giving them a pretty decent bump in funding during the multi-year budget talks. You know, readers may remember there were some quibbles among councillors and a very close vote about funding to add new service, which narrowly passed in a reduced manner. Anyway, this is actually just about their baseline funding just to maintain what they have now. The mayor in his budget actually proposed giving them exactly what they asked for in that sort of baseline budget. You know, it was a pretty penny, but there was tension in the sense that even though they were granted all this money, they still couldn't improve service. And some councillors took issue with that and, you know, wondered, hey, you know, is there something the commission could be doing better here? You know, is there a better way to go about using this money? So they ordered this audit to look at the governance. I believe, you know, examining the routes is also in order as well, you know, things of that nature. But among the pieces in that audit, which I've heard is due to begin shortly, even though it was
they ordered it a year ago. Yeah,
almost exactly. Yeah. They also want to look at if transit could be run by City Hall itself. You know, the LTC is a arm's length commission, fully city funded, but they make their own decisions. You know, it's an independent body that makes their own decisions, you know, with obviously some feedback from, you know, the two councillors who typically sit on there. But, you know, they're independent, but they're looking at something more akin to like the fire department, where it's actually city staffers directly, you know, overseeing this body. So that's on the table as well. It's not clear where the audit will end up. They'll make recommendations on if that's the right path forward or if, you know, things should stay the way they are.
So the audit hasn't started yet. It's going to start soon. And how long do we know how long it might take?
Yeah, so politicians were talking at the committee meeting about the bid just going out to tender now. So it's probably due to get underway, within the next couple months. But it's my understanding that the results won't be back for, until, funny enough, around election time.
2026, is that it?
That's right, like fall 2026.
Okay, so it could
And
take about a year and a half.
exactly, because
Okay.
this is a pretty sweeping audit, and they have to be thorough about this. And it's sort of hinted at in the notion of this. We'll get into it. The temporary body that will come in is set to dissolve on November 14th.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is my next question. So, City Council earlier this week voted to take over the LTC and dissolve the LTC, and then councillors would take over. So, what does that look like? What does that mean?
So I should be clear that right now the motion to dissolve LTC is just an endorsement from committee. It still has to be fully approved by council on Tuesday.
Okay. So it's not for sure yet.
Yes, having said that, given this was a committee of the whole, unless two councillors changed their mind, it was a 9-6 vote, this is likely going to happen.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is at that April 1st council meeting, they're going to select five councillors that will step in to act as the new commission. As of now, it's not set in stone exactly who, of course, but I know councillors Ferreira and Skylar Frank and Sam Trosso have already expressed some level of interest in joining. They mentioned as much on Tuesday.
Okay.
Remains to be seen if they'll commit to that, if they've reconsidered, or if other people feel obliged to jump in.
Okay.
But should this be approved at that council meeting, the commission will be dissolved as of that day, and this will be the new commission going forward to November 14th, 2026. And then beyond that, it depends on the recommendations of the audit.
Do counselors have time to do that? I mean, this is not part of their duties already. We know that they're very busy. A lot of them have other jobs outside of being a counselor. Counselors are generally part-time jobs. They have time to do this and take on a whole commission or head a whole commission themselves?
Remains to be seen. Yeah, shocker. Being a city councilor or even the mayor requires a lot of your time. You have to serve on a bunch of standing committees at City Hall itself, the one that made this recommendation being one of them. But you're also assigned out to different outside boards: the police board, the library board, London Middlesex Community Housing, the transit commission. So it's not uncommon for councillors to have, anywhere from, I'm probably going to get this horribly wrong, but 3 to 6, plus different assignments. And so, understandably, politicians were a little bit hesitant to commit to who would be on that board that night, which is why they pushed it off to the council meeting. Remains to be seen, though. Yeah,
What will
because
happen with that?
as of now, yeah, three people have said, maybe I'd like to be a part of this, but they have to find five people. They were initially talking about three. That was in the original language. And maybe this speaks to how sudden this is. Before, one politician stuck up their hand and said, well, if it's a body of three, we can't meet just one-on-one with another person because that would be an illegal closed-door meeting of the London Transit Commission. But now it's five. And
Why five? Because there's seven on the board right now.
you know what? That's just the number they arrived at.
Okay.
I'm not sure there's any broader reasoning behind it, behind just picking a number. And yeah, maybe
Okay.
that speaks to the availability of counselors.
Yeah. And having a quorum, I guess.
Exactly. And
Okay.
I think Councillor Jerry Pribble, who is the other council appointee of this possibly soon to be former commission,
Right.
kind of called out his colleagues on this. Normally, Councillor Pribble's a fairly reserved guy. He'll stick up his hand and ask questions of staff at different committee meetings and whatnot. But he actually got a little bit fiery about this issue and said, why are we doing this if we don't really have a concrete plan going forward?
And he was not one that resigned from the board, so he's still on the LTC board right now. Okay.
As of right now.
The chair of the LTC right now has recommended council not take over for various reasons. Now, it seems she would have a vested interest in remaining chair of the board, but what were her reasonings to councillors about not dissolving the LTC and taking it over?
Obviously it's hard not to recognize the self-interest there, but you know, she does have some points. You know, she's concerned about losing sort of institutional knowledge from dismissing, you know, the existing commissioners, the
Yeah, that's
majority of which
fair.
are, you know, civilian appointed. And she told politicians from the gallery the other night that bringing in politicians who haven't sat on this commission or haven't dealt with transit issues of any kind are going to have to an uphill battle. And she went further and said it would set LTC up for failure. So her point was to have institutional knowledge, you know, have some carryover from you know, who's on the commission now. And her alternative, which you know, in conversation with her yesterday at the scheduled ahead of time LTC meeting, was to replace the three vacancies with politicians. Keep the seven-member body as it stands right now, fill those vacancies with politicians, which would make it so that four members of council sit on this commission and they would have a majority say. That way you keep everyone together, keep a little bit more stability, but council can have, you know, a bigger voice and more direction in things going forward, which is seemingly what they want.
And you retain the knowledge of the people who've already been there. Yeah. Okay. There were several issues that seemed like sticking points between City Council and the London Transit Commission. Just a few of them. I'll kind of go over them here, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more in depth. One of them was bus passes for some Clark Road students, high school students, and also applying for assessment growth funding. Maybe we'll just start with those two. Can you explain what the issues were there?
I'll start with Clark Road. What was proposed there was a pilot program, largely spearheaded by the Deputy Mayor Sean Lewis and Councillor Peter Cuddy, East End councillors, and some trustees with the Thames Valley District School Board. What they wanted to see was a pilot program to have, you know, a special transit pass for students in order to get to school. You know, they landed on Clark Road because it's right next to Argyle Mall there, which is already served by a lot of transit routes. And, you know, on paper, it kind of makes sense. The issues arise when LTC suggested this is a school served by a lot of transit, but, you know, these routes are very busy. So they were concerned about further overcrowding, which is already a massive issue with a lot of
The bus routes.
most of the routes within London right now. And, you know, incentivizing more kids, I should say specifically grade nines in this pilot project in the first year. And both grade nines and tens in the second year, incentivizing suddenly, you know, maybe a couple hundred kids more taking transit, especially at peak times in the morning and in the afternoon. They were concerned about what would happen there. They also took issue with, okay, we're going to give these kids transit passes. What do we measure as success here? At least for a lot of the time, these discussions have been ongoing. There haven't really been any established metrics about what they're planning to achieve. Is it planning to scale back yellow bus use? Is it, you know, to try and boost attendance? What are we tracking here? Because the general manager of LTC, Kelly Pilecny, was sort of saying, like, of course, if you know, give people a free means to use transit, of course ridership is going to go up. So we need to nail down the specifics here.
Sure. What are we measuring?
And this has been a back and forth for, I believe, more than a year now, at least in a more concrete sense that it's being formally discussed by all three governance bodies. The problem came when, you know, all three bodies drafted a memorandum of understanding, sort of outlining the program a little more and everyone's responsibilities. It came to LTC to confirm their participation, and they failed to sign on in a tie vote. Councillor Jerry Pribble was campaigning in the provincial election. So it was six commissioners, and it died on a tie vote.
I
And
see.
so, as such, it came back to council saying in a staff report saying, we can't really do this right now because LTC hasn't signed on.
Let's talk about assessment growth funding. The City Council wanted LTC to apply for assessment growth funding, and they didn't. Is that correct?
That's right. And in a letter to politicians earlier this week, the commission chair outlined why. To step back a little bit, again, to that, those budget talks, you know, LTC was granted a lot of money, but not a lot of room for service growth. And so As a alternative, some politicians were suggesting that LTC apply for assessment growth, which, to explain to, your average Joe, is basically just the net new money the city gets from property taxes based on new developments, brand new houses that weren't there a year ago, or commercial buildings, things of that nature. So it's the new money revenue that the city's bringing in. And they have a system for allowing bodies like the police and the fire department, things like that, to apply for a piece of that money to basically address the impacts of said growth, because assessment growth kind of implicitly comes from population growth.
Sure.
And
And
so
you need more services, so they need to apply for money so they can serve the new people. Yes. Okay.
exactly.
Yeah.
There are some rules around what exactly you can apply for. It's an application process. It's not just handed out.
Okay.
And politicians wanted LTC to get a piece of that, because they're saying, okay, your routes are overcrowded. That's more than likely, at least in part, brought on by more people being in the city riding transit.
Right. So
Not to
but they
mention, we have some new developments in the city that could use some transit service.
Sure.
So what happened was, they urged LTC to do this, but LTC were saying, we can't. And that's because some of the eligibility requirements, and the letter from the LTC chair highlights this, one of the criteria is that you cannot use the money to expand existing service. Even though politicians were insisting that, like, okay, what about infill development? A new couple new 25-story towers crop up, that's new growth. But the criteria sets out you can't use it to expand existing service. In LTC's case, as the chair highlighted in her letter, basically LTC is only able to apply for it if they create a new bus route. And there's even further restrictions that, let's say, it's a 2 or 3 year old, say, string of houses or a subdivision. That's not new.
Right. Okay.
There's some further restrictions around timing there.
Sure.
It can't just be, yeah, maybe a 2 or 3 year old development that doesn't have transit service. It has to be new.
So and
So,
this became a sticking point between City Council and the LTC.
yes, because they were urging LTC to apply and they didn't.
Right.
And city staff even explained to them that, yeah, LTC is having trouble trying to find the data to, back up an application.
Right. Okay.
But they were not happy to see them seemingly not even try.
I see. We'll just quickly go over the next couple of issues. During budget time at City Hall, the LTC ran ads on their buses to encourage people to press council for more funding to expand their services. That didn't go over well with councilors, but council did end up giving them all the money they asked for. So can you explain what that issue was there?
I should say, not quite all.
Okay. Not quite all.
They gave them all the money they needed to keep their books stable for the next couple of years. The mayor pushed hard for increased service hours for paratransit, which the community has been desperately seeking the past few years. And yeah, council haggled about exactly how much conventional everyday service, kind of thing, how many more hours should be added. To my recollection, LTC wanted, 25,000 additional hours per year. I think council granted something like 18,000.
Okay.
There were some issues around that. But the long and short of it is, they ran during budget time ads on their buses and, posted on social media saying, like, hey, are you tired of overcrowded buses or buses driving by you full speed while you're waiting at the stop? Well, email your city councilor to, push for this service, which irked some politicians, including the budget chair. And I think that's because no other agency really went about it like this. One might argue that maybe the police service did with
Sure.
their $100,000 PR campaign, but maybe not so much in your face, like, press city council. They were more
With
like, hey, this
direct
is a
ads.
really good idea to expand the police service. They're not saying email your counselor kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
So th they didn't like the approach there.
Another issue is there has been long-standing delays in introducing both smart card service for the buses and an online booking system for paratransit. And that those have just been ongoing for a few years now, right?
That's right. And Jacqueline Madden, that accessibility advocate and commissioner who resigned, did touch on that in her remarks to politicians the other night, how, smart card service, as I understand, is now factored into paratransit now. The online booking system, I think, is just starting to get off the ground. But smart card service, I think, as she's mentioned, introduced 8 years after it came in on normal buses. And the booking system has been long in the works, and LTC, they've alleged there's been issues with the service provider, and it's a whole thing. But we heard some of the ramifications about it at budget time, where people were waiting on the phone. Like, if you had to book a paratransit trip in advance, you had to call, and there were issues around that. So that's been a point of contention for years now, and it's just starting to get some results.
How rare is it to dissolve a commission like the London Transit Commission?
I would say, while it took a lot of people by surprise, and maybe I should say by how sudden it was, there wasn't really, even to those who might have been paying attention, indication that this was coming. But I wouldn't say it's totally unprecedented. It happened twice in the last term of council, where politicians voted to dissolve the governing boards of both the London Housing Development Corporation and London Middlesex Community Housing. Granted, they went about that in two very different ways. The Housing Development Corporation was absorbed into City Hall, brought in-house, whereas London Middlesex Community Housing, the board was dissolved. Some governance changes were made, and then the board more or less reinstated.
With new members.
That's right.
I see. Okay, so for now, this is going to go to a vote next week to council, and then say it is dissolved. What happens from there?
Yeah, so at this rate, I guess it's a bit of a wait and see game. There was some reassurance that, day-to-day operations probably are not going to be really affected by this. The London Transit Commission as an entity is still, it still exists. It can be easy to confuse the commission as in the governing body and the LTC as a like an entity, which I know personally startled me when I was sort of reading the first news of this, but the actual body
But the
is staying
buses are
put.
still running. The bus drivers, people who work for the LTC still have jobs. That's not being affected.
Exactly. Riders may not have to expect much change in the near future, but exactly, who's on this? Well, first, if this move gets approved at all, and if it doesn't, what are the next steps there to address some of those issues within LTC itself? But if it does end up being dissolved, yeah, who's going to be on that new commission? How experienced are they going to be? Maybe what their priorities are? We don't know at this rate.
So the next meeting for the London Transit Commission is end of April, is that right?
That's right. And who will be in attendance is still a little bit up in the air at this rate. Based on conversations I've had with both the LTC, current LTC chair, and some of the staffers with the authority, staffers will still be there, and that meeting is still on. But the actual decision makers who will sit there depends entirely at what happens at this council meeting, because this motion of dissolution takes effect April 1st, the same day as this council meeting. Happy April Fools! I don't know.
Really?
But
We'll see what
should
happens
they
next week.
exactly should councillors change their mind and not move forward with dissolving this commission, they'll have to appoint the replacements for these resignations, and those current commissioners will get to stay on. But should this go through, that April 30th meeting will be attended by whoever's appointed, by those politicians appointed.
Well, we'll see what happens next week at this council meeting and what's decided about the London Transit Commission, which means we'll definitely be reading your stories at lfpress.com for an update. Thank you so much, Jack. You're a wealth of knowledge. It's such a detailed situation happening. So we'll watch your stuff at lfpress.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. High compliments.